You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Might Bike coming back at Whisper. It's tight.
Boominair is the champion hurdler.
Sizing John is holding them all under Robbie Power and wins the Gold Cup.
Cheltenham is everything. There's no place like Cheltenham. You know, and if you're lucky enough to ride a winner at the Cheltenham Festival or ride a winner of the Cheltenham Gold Cup, you know, walk down in front of 70,000 people, there's no feeling like it, and Cheltenham is the biggest stage.
Cheltenham Festival 2018 on William Hill Racing Radio.
Let's take a look at the market for the Arkell next at the Cheltenham Festival. We saw the favourite for the Arkell, Footpad, very impressive in the Frank Ward Solicitors Arkell Novice Chase on day one of the Dublin Racing Festival over at Leopardstown. He beat Petit Mouchoir there with Any Second Now back in third. Footpad won at 4-9 on that occasion, and he subsequently shortened into 10-11 for the Arkell at the Cheltenham Festival. But since we went 10-11 with him, we've actually pushed him back out to even money because the support for Petit Mouchoir. He was 15-2 directly on the back of the race. He's now into 6-1. So interesting how that's shaping up. Obviously, you can talk about, we'll start with Footpad.
Yep.
Very impressive round of jumping. For a novice to jump around like that, he barely made a mistake, always in control. It was pretty impressive from Footpad.
Very much so. And similarly impressive is his first two chase starts as well. He's very much... The way he has jumped has translated the inherent ability that he had over hurdles and, you know, put 25% on that as a chaser, which is not often the case, really. And the way he was campaigned over hurdles was, you know, he ran in the Grade 1 3-mile race at Punchestown and he was third behind You Know What I Mean, Harry. So they clearly thought he was a horse who... perhaps over hurdles, over 2 miles, he just wasn't quite quick enough, or he didn't hurdle with the fluency. Whereas over fences, there's that slight accent on, you know, the jumping has to be slick. But obviously, if you jump slightly higher over hurdles, you're going to lose ground. Whereas over fences, he seems to be just about perfect and make just the right shape and not lose any ground. In fact, gain ground at all of his fences. So He is the standard bearer without a shadow of a doubt. Now, it's very easy for me to say that when he's even money favourite, but he definitely is. I really wouldn't be too disheartened with Petit Mouchoir at all, though.
He has the beating of Footpad over hurdles, doesn't he? Beat him in the Irish Champion Hurdle, beat him in the Champion Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. Yeah. And he came into today's race, or Saturday's race, on the back of an absence, didn't he? So...
yeah, well, he had a setback.
Yeah, very encouraging return to action there.
I really think it was. Now, he was a better hurdler than Footpad, or a slicker and quicker hurdler, because of two factors. One was his hurdling technique was better than Footpad's.
Yeah.
And also the way they were probably ridden. Petit Mouchoir was always ridden prominently. Footpad was often sort of ridden to pick up the pieces, as it were. Now, clearly, they've recognised they've got to harness his ability in his jumping, Footpad, and they're riding him more prominently over fences, which is... as I said, giving him a huge boost to his form level. Petit Mouchoir today sort of lined up alongside Footpad, but I think Davy Russell from an early stage was always wary that Petit Mouchoir was probably not fully race fit today. So if Footpad went on and you know, managed to gain the lead by his jumping, then Davy Russell was not going to panic and not going to give Petit Mouchoir too much of a wake-up call. And he actually made a mistake as they went out onto the side down the back at Leopardstown. And that after that, there was worrying moments where you think, oh no, if he's made an early mistake in that race, he's had a setback, what's that going to do to his confidence, blah, blah, blah. But actually, he came back and he jumped really well after that, Petit Mouchoir. And he was always just on the coattails of Footpad, and Paul Townend on Footpad never really had to ask his mount for anything. But seemingly, neither really did Davy Russell on Petit Mouchoir, and it was almost a case of as you were all the way round to a certain degree. And then between the last two fences, you can see, I reckon, Petit Mouchoir has had a good blow. I reckon he's sort of blown up. Davy Russell can feel that he's having a good blow. He's not quite race ready. And then after the last, he maybe gets a lung full of air again, and he runs to the line, doesn't he? And now Footpad was being eased down, so the 5-length margin is very much just a nominal figure. But in terms of a reappearance on the race course, I can see why people are backing Petit Mouchoir each way, definitely. Because he was the better hurdler. He'll come on for this. He jumped well. In his first chase start, he jumped really well. I was really taken by his first chase start at Punchestown back in October.
Yep.
And whether there should be quite the discrepancy in price there is, I'd be inclined to agree, perhaps not. And you look at those in amongst the market around them, and there's not a huge amount else, is there, really, apart from So Royale. But he, I'm yet to be convinced that he likes Cheltenham. He seemingly is a better chaser than a hurdler as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Cheltenham's his track fully. Not the same way it could be Petit Mouchoir's, because he's run well in a champion hurdle. And Footpad might just have the sort of jumping ability to really suit Cheltenham's chase track on the old course. So, yeah, fascinating race for the way it's shaping up. If those three turned up, it'd be a cracking race.
It would indeed. Hmm. What about beyond those? Because we've got the likes of Brain Power, who's obviously been pretty disappointing his last couple of starts. You've got North Hill Harvey, who, yeah, for me has been a level below the likes of Footpad and Petit Mouchoir. But the big prices, so could you see whether they're maybe sneaking into it? Or is it a case of, if those front three turn up in the betting there, it's between those three?
It should be between those three. And if those three turned up, I'd put a fair chunk of money on the tricast being Footpad first, Petit Mouchoir second, So Royale third. I'd be fairly sure of that. Ignoring any other runners in the race. North Hill Harvey is interesting because he goes well at Cheltenham and he won at the November meeting really well. But then he was quite nicely put in his place by So Royale at Sandown. Now, it might be North Hill Harvey is more of a Cheltenham type of horse because he obviously won the Greatwood Hurdle he won there, and then he's won two chase starts there. So he has every chance to get closer to So Royale over fences at Cheltenham. But I don't think he'd be good enough to get near the likes of Footpad or Petit Mouchoir if they put their best foot forward. Brain Power is a funny one because he must work the house down at Nicky Henderson's. Because there was that huge gamble on him, wasn't there, in the week leading up to the Clarence House?
Yep.
Against Dundasow. And all the while that his price was contracting, I was sort of scratching my head thinking, does this mean Undersow is not going to run? That was the thought in my head. I was like, they can't think that Brain Power is going to beat Undersow. Honestly. And,
no.
And that's not after timing or anything. It's just...
Maybe we're still a handicap, but not off levels.
Even still, I'd class without. Undersow is a better horse than Brain Power. So that was a bit bemusing. And in the end, the ground probably went against Brain Power anyway.
Yeah.
And he took a tired fall. Now, obviously, it's transpired that he made a noise, he's had a slight wind tinkering. He is a horse that one day will put in a performance that will make you go, wow, like this is an unbelievable horse. And then on other occasions, like say Ascot or Sandown the time before when he unseated behind So Royale, you think kind of thing. Is that kind of horse? I think he must, like when he won the big handicap hurdle at Ascot back in December of 2016, it would have been, where it was really foggy, wasn't it? And he just suddenly emerged, like 15 lengths clear of everything else. And you think, oh, it's quite a good horse then. But I don't think Cheltenham will an Arkle will make him produce that. I don't think. I don't know where it's going to be, but maybe Aintree might be a bit more suited to Aintree. Better, really fast ground.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see him going well around Aintree.
Yeah. So not for me, really.
At the moment then, Footpad looks the one to beat. Petit Mouchoir the most likely to beat him if he does get beat. Is that
yes,
kind of the angle?
That's it, yeah. You've got me in a nutshell.
Good.
I'm in a nutshell.
Not that. Go on. One thing I'm going to confidently say is if they both run to their form, or what I think they can,
yeah,
I do believe Petit Mouchoir and Footpad will at least be closer together at Cheltenham.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, definitely. I definitely agree.
Not sure which would come out on top. Probably Footpad, but
yeah,
what we've seen so far. But well, I don't know, actually, because Petit Mouchoir was a better hurdler. If he can translate that into other fences, then,
yeah,
then he could beat Footpad.
And I think Davey Russell, if he's on him, which presumably he will be at Cheltenham, I think he'll have gained a lot of confidence from that. And he might just be a bit more attacking, might throw him at a few fences, which, Footpad has... When he was in amongst or behind rivals over hurdles, he wasn't as confident, wasn't as slick. So, you know, if something did take Footpad on, whether it be Petit Mouchoir, whether it be something else, that's a whole different ballgame around Cheltenham as well, where, you know, one half mistake can take you back and can knock you back. So, yeah, if I had to have a bet now and you were going to give me some of your hard-earned cash to have a bet, Petit Mouchoir would definitely be the one each way.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.